Well, Michael win by 155 runs, two championship wins at Cheltenham. That's a pretty good festival.
Yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks for us. As I mentioned just before, we almost got the clean sweep, and we had a close game against Kent, which we just fell short in 2020. So we've put on a good show for the crowds who have come, and more importantly, I think the boys have really played for each other throughout this 2 weeks. So it'd be nice if we can keep it going forward.
Was today, or was the pattern of today, would we had to just chip away to get your wickets? Was that what you expected?
Yeah, we expected hard work. They got some very dangerous players with the bat, and we came here not knowing what was going to happen in the game. Possibly they could have got the 300 in the start of the day. So we definitely came here expecting a contest, and I thought our bowling group was fantastic. They bowled well in partnerships throughout, and really put the pressure on them.
Almost every bowling change you made seemed to bring a wicket as well.
I didn't notice that, but it's a lot easier captaining when your team's playing from the front. You can sit more attacking fields and try and change the fields and get in the batter's mind a little bit. So, yeah, it's certainly an easy job for a captain when the bowlers are doing such a good job as well.
And to get two quickly this morning, which Craig did obviously back-to-back by getting Eckersley and the opener, if it didn't open a door, it gave you a bit of impetus at the start of the day.
Yeah, that first spell from Craig was fantastic. Probably last night, those eight overs, and the bowlers would admit themselves we didn't quite get it right, and they all came out today and corrected that straight away and bowled brilliantly and made the batsman play and bowled in fantastic areas, and they were challenged throughout the day.
I know you're a student of the game. 1998 was the last year Gloucestershire won two championship games here at Cheltenham, so in a way that shows what a good effort it's been.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but that's a really good effort, and as I said, I think the main thing these 2 weeks is the boys have really played for each other. We've supported each other with the ball, the bowlers have bowled in pairs, and we've fought hard with the bat throughout on conditions that are probably a little bit un-Cheltenham like, where in the past it's been some flatter wickets. So it's been a great effort.
I asked Richard if in a sense the festival can be a bit of a catalyst for the rest of the season, because historically that's what Cheltenham has been. Perhaps Gloucestershire had a poor first half of the summer. They've come here, they've won a couple of games, and it's lifted them for the second half. Can that happen to you? I'm not saying your first half's been poor, but
yeah.
Can it give you a bit of a kick?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I suppose in four-day cricket now we've got a bit of a break, so hopefully it can give us a kick for next Friday night and the one-day competition coming up. I think we've only got 2 4-days sort of in the next 6 weeks now. So, but we know we're playing some good cricket in this format, so that shouldn't really matter whenever we come up against our next game. I think it's Glamorgan, it's Swansea possibly. We'll be confident that we can come out and get on top in that one as well.
And when you come to that, you've got Craig and Liam neck and neck almost to trying to get to 50 wickets in the championship first, which is a good little mini competition to have.
Yeah, as long as I don't get greedy and try and bowl for wickets, I'm happy. But they'll work together, I'm sure. They've done it throughout the season. James Fuller, I thought, was fantastic this game. In particular, today I thought he bowled brilliantly in short, sharp spells. And so as I said, the three quicks working really well together. And I thought this game, having Benny and Kieran in the same side as all rounders, allowed maybe our quicks to have a bit more of a rest and to come back nice and fresh, which was good.
Talking of Glamorgan, you play them next Friday in the T20. It's a complex mathematical situation, but basically, as I see it, I think you have to win, and then you'll put a hinge on whether you get through or not is on two other results going your way. So it's quite a complicated mix, isn't it?
Yeah, I think both teams have to win. So I think if we happen to beat Glamorgan, I think they'll miss out because we're on even points and have a better percentage, and so they struggle. But if they beat us, they're a pretty good chance of going through. So it's a huge game. Both teams need a win to have a chance of getting through anyway. So it's going to be game on. It's going to be in front of a parochial Wales crowd, and it's going to be enjoyable. I think it's something that we've played in front of some good crowds this year. You know, one at Surrey where there's about 20,000 people. So we're used to that now. So hopefully we can have a good one Friday.
If you can win, that would mean 7 wins and 7 losses. Do you think that's a fair reflection of how you've played, or do you think the record actually could well be better than that?
Oh, definitely could be better. We've lost some tight ones, but it's, I think at the end of a 2020 tournament, every team will look back and say we should have won maybe at least two of the ones they did, and we're certainly in that position. There was some close ones which I think we should have won, which we couldn't close out the games, but that's 2020 cricket, and as I said, every team probably looks back on a tournament with the same sort of scenario. But I think probably you're right. Probably if we get 7-7, that's probably I think where we're at in 2020 cricket at the moment, and if that happens to get us through, who knows what can happen. It's knockout finals, anyone can win any game. So yeah, but first you've got to get through Friday.
Sure. And just a thought beyond that about the Royal London, do you think teams will approach that almost as an extended T20, or will they play it as a genuinely longer limited overs game?
I suppose the way England played it, if teams try to follow that, it's certainly going to be aggressive cricket going around. I think it's probably dangerous going out and trying to play it as a purely a 2020. But it will be interesting, yeah. It will be interesting how teams approach it. We haven't actually talked about it yet. I've got to sit down with Dawson and work out our approach. It's probably, a lot of it's got to do with the personnel you have. And at the moment, for us, we were probably without Cobain for almost the whole one-day series. Marshall for at least half of it. So you got to have a game plan that fits your personnel. So we'll have to work that out in the coming weeks.
And by the sounds of that, it may well be that your all-rounders will be very genuinely people who need to make runs and take wickets rather than perhaps do one or the other.
Definitely. And what that also does, it might give us a lot more bowling options as well. Like we might be able to play the all-rounders as batters in the top six and play a couple spinners and a few quicks. And it may work out from a bowling point of view, having plenty of options, because the likelihood in August is you may end up playing on a lot of used wickets, I think. I hope not. Hopefully they're nice wickets and produce good one-day cricket. But with so much cricket going on in England in county cricket, and the likelihood is they may have to play on some used wickets. So to have more bowling options and pace off bowlers and a couple of spinners is probably going to be useful, I think.
And just lastly, the fact you have got a lot of 50-over games in a run, does that make it easier because you are going to prepare for a block of one... what's the word I want? One brand of cricket, effectively, rather than switching constantly from 50 over to 20 to first
class.
Yeah,
definitely. And hopefully the ECB change that in 2020 going forward as well, because I think it'll produce some fantastic 2020 cricket if they can make that a block as well. Get good crowds during school holidays and be able to, I suppose, get some of the best overseas players coming around if they have it in a block. So one day cricket is a bit different, you know, they're one overseas player from that point of view, but having in a block certainly will create easier for the players, but create, I think, a lot better cricket because teams can focus on that one format.
But your schedule's not that easy, is it? Because I think you play Wednesday, was it Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday? I mean, it's basically play, day off, play, day off.
I think we've got a block and then we might have an 8-day break or something somewhere in the middle, or maybe not that long, but 6-day break and then quite full on again at the end. So, yeah, it's a busy time, but we're used to it and it's part of the job over here.
Great. Thank you, Michael.